Poll, Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds leads Democrat challenger by 17%. By Jacob Bliss on July 18, 2022. Iowa Republican Governor Kim Reynolds holds a massive 17-point lead over her Democrat challenger Deidre DeGere with less than 4 months before the November election, a Des Moines Register/Mediacom Iowa poll released Monday found. The poll found that 48% of the respondents would vote for the Republican incumbent governor in the general election. In comparison, only 31% said they would vote for the Democrat, and 5% said the Libertarian Rick Stewart. There was also 5% who said they would vote for someone else, 2% would not vote, and 9% were unsure. The 17% lead Reynolds has is way outside the 4% margin or error the poll had with the 597 likely Iowa voters between July 10 and 13. Most adults in Iowa said they had a favorable view of Reynolds. A majority, 52%, of the 811 Iowa adult respondents, with a margin of error of 3.4%, said they approved of her being governor, compared to the 44% who disapproved of her. In response to Reynolds' lead, the Republican Party of Iowa said they were grateful for her to be governor. Republican Party of Iowa Communications Director Colin Crompton said, "Iowans are grateful to live in a state where Governor Kim Reynolds respects their freedoms and liberties. While leading with her conservative principles, Governor Reynolds has kept Iowa moving in the right direction, expanding freedom, cutting taxes, and pushing back against the Biden administration. Governor Reynolds is fighting for Iowans, while Joe Biden continues to blame and blunder." The Register mentioned that the recent poll is the only poll since the governor officially announced her re-election bid on March 9. During the outlet's poll from February 28 to March 2, right before she announced her re-election, a majority, 51%, said they would re-elect her, and 43% said DeGere. However, in that poll, there was no option to pick Stewart or someone else. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @JacobBliss.